AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Less than a year after the death of her husband, Jim, Sarah Brady has died near Washington. The couple helped change the nation's gun laws after Jim Brady was shot and left paralyzed in the assassination attempt 34 years ago against President Ronald Reagan. Brady was Reagan's press secretary. Sarah Brady became a very vocal supporter of gun control, speaking here in 2000.
We must either change the minds of these lawmakers, or for God's sake, in November, let's change the lawmakers.
Sarah Brady was 73. Flooding is a major problem in Kentucky. That is the sound of rushing water in Madison County. In eastern Kentucky, the search continues for a mother and child who were swept away into a creek. Water rescues were needed in Louisville. Kevin Mansfield decided to help.
They was helping people, and there was one person that needed help. I saw she needed help, and she had our son. So I just offered to help, walked over there, helped her with her bags.
Thousands of people in Kansas lost power. Winds in some places reached 90 miles an hour. A possible tornado is being investigated in Oklahoma. A video purported to be from the Islamic State group shows extremists at Iraq's ancient city of Hatra destroying it with sledgehammers and shooting assault rifles at priceless statues. Local government officials told the AP last month the militant group had looted ancient sites. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and presidential candidate Ted Cruz are among a group of congressional Republicans who want the Supreme Court to uphold state bans of same-sex marriage. They filed a brief today saying voters and elected legislators should decide what to do about marriage. A total lunar eclipse should be seen early this morning along the West Coast. An eclipse can last as long as 5 minutes, but it may take only 5 minutes for this eclipse. This is AP Radio News. The police chief in San Francisco, Greg Suhr, is recommending seven officers accused of sending racist and homophobic text messages be fired.
The officers that go for a recommendation of nothing but termination will be suspended immediately.
Six others face disciplinary action that includes reassignment to positions that don't have contact with the public. Another officer tied to the investigation already has resigned. Authorities in San Francisco say the text targeting blacks, Mexicans, Filipinos, and gay men were sent between 2011 and 2012. A worker at a Mako body shop in Maryland is going to be suspended. He left a message for a customer who posted a scathing review of the shop service.
I was just personally attacked by your wife on Facebook, and I don't appreciate it at all, pal. So I want you to get her in check.
The wife, Ella Mae Rudd, called the Mako franchise crooks, rude people, and liars. Mako has apologized. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.